We're up to Simen Mem Aleph in Hilchas Tefillin. We'll be doing the entire Simen, which is one sif. But a little background first. This is one of those simanim where if you don't have the background and you start getting into the halacha, it can get confusing. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, we find three memras back to back about the halacha of what you can put on your head when you're wearing tefillin. The first memra in the Gemara there is the Bei Rabbi Yanai, and he says that if you're carrying a load of four kavim on your head, then that's usur while you're wearing tefillin. In other words, don't have something heavy that's a bizoyan. Don't have something heavy while you're wearing tefillin. It was common then. It's still common in many places that people carry things in their heads. The second memra in the Gemara is the memra of Reb Chiya, who says that one should not be carrying zevel, fertilizer, when he's wearing tefillin. The third memra in the Gemara is Reb Shela. And Rav Shela says, you shouldn't even put the tefillin bag, you should not even put the mitpachas of the tefillin itself on your head when you're wearing tefillin. It would sound as if at least the first and third memra, at least they are arguing with one another. Because in the first memra, Debei Rabbi Yanai, he's saying that it is only something that is heavy for the load of four kambim. Whereas, large. Whereas the member that said even the mitpacha shel tefillin is talking about something very small. That would seem to be a machlokas. So the Beis Yosef points out that if you take a look at the Rif, he brings down both memras. He brings down both the halach of dalet kavim as well as the mitznefes of tefillin, the mitpachas of tefillin. So we're left with the question: how could they possibly not be arguing if they're both brought down la halacha? So the Beis Yosef wants to say that the difference is where you're placing them. That if you're talking about something that is for kavim, that is usur if it's on your head, even if it's not on the mukum of the tefillin. Whereas the tefillin bag was talking about where you're putting it on the mukum tefillin, just where your tefillin belong, which means that you're minimizing the amount of leeway that you have where you're placing your tefillin. This is the Beis Yosef's teretz. The Darkei Moshe, the Ramah there on the Beis Yosef, says a different one. The Beis Yosef himself brought down a Rambam who writes that this does not apply to something that belongs on your head. Something that you normally keep on your head would not be usur at the time you're wearing tefillin. The Ramah, the Darkei Moshe there, wants to say that that's the difference. That when it's something that belongs there, but it's Dalet Kavim, it's still Usur. If it's something that belongs there, but it's small, it's not Usur. The Mitpachas of Tefillin, that's Usur, because that doesn't belong there. So if it's something that doesn't belong there, it doesn't make a difference how small it is. You're not allowed to put it there. If it's something that belongs there it's only something that is for Kavim. Now we get to take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, and let's see how they paskin. The Mechaber reads, Hanosim Masal Roshlo. Someone was carrying a load on his head. Cholitz Tfilin Sharosh Achiyosir Hamasli. He must remove his tefillin until he takes off the load. Now it's one or the other. You can either have the load or the tefillin, not both. Now the Mechaber did not give any shear to the Masli, to the load. Vafilu mispachto, even the mitpachas. What is the mitpachas? The mitpachas, according to the Gemara, is the mitpachas of the tefillin. Also, laniachal arosh sheyeshbol tefillin. Avoldover shedarko liten barosho kagon kova umitznefes mutter. But something that belongs there, such as a hat, that is mutter. So the mechaber totally left out the halacha of four kavim. It would sound as if the Mechaber is paskening that even though he gave us an answer to the Rif and showed how one could possibly be mechalek, nevertheless, la halacha, he is bringing down the third memra, which is even the mitpachas, and there's no shear of dalet kavim. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'afilo hachi, imu masui kovei dalet kavim v'atfilin itchoko sarach la'siran. Now, this is the Ramah Lashitaso, where the Ramah is holding that the reason there's no machlokis is because the Dalet Kavim was talking about something that belonged there, and the case where it's something small, that is mutter unless it doesn't belong there. So the Ramah says here that if it's a Masui Kovei Dalet Kavim, then it's going to be usur, even in the case that the Mechaber was mater, which is when it is the Derech. But if it is not the derech, then you don't need Dalet Kavim for it to be Yasser. So what it seems like is a very straightforward machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber is paskening that anything, regardless of its size, anything that doesn't belong there is Aser, something that does belong there is Mutter. We take the third member Lahalacha and we accept the Rambam that if it belongs there, there's no Iser. The Ramah is the one that is saying that Dalet Kavim would be Aser even if it's something that belongs there. Now the Mishnah Brura, in being Mefarish the Mechaber, brings in what I mentioned in the name of the Beis Yosef, and that is that it really depends on where on the head it is. And he writes that if you can go and move this so it will not be in the makam of the tefillin, then according to the Mechaber, it's going to be mutter if it is less than four kavim. Whereas if it's four kavim, then the fact that it's not in the makam tefillin is not going to help you. So that's how he's learning the Mechaber, and he's actually paskening like that, but pashtis. With regard to the Ramah, he makes the Ramah something of a lav dafka. That means that when the Ramah says that if it is a masa of four kavim, and the tefillin are nitchokos, sarach la'asiran, he says even if it is something that is kal, even if it is something that is light, but it's in the place where the tefillin go, and because of that you're minimizing the makom tefillin, the Mishnah Brura says to be machmir. At the end, he brings a Bach who says that if you're talking about a hat, then you could be mekel. Dafka hat, but something, anything else, if it's in the makom tefillin, it's going to be aser. So the way we come out after the Mechaber, after the Ramon, after the Mishnah Brura, is that if you're talking about something that, if you're talking about something that does not belong on the head, and it is, and even though it is less than Dalet Kavim, still, if it's in the Mokum Tefillin itself, the Mishnah Brura is Machmir. Even if it's something that belongs on the head, and if it's in the Mokum Tefillin, the Mishnah Brura says to be Machmir, except that the Bach says, if it's actually a hat, you could be Mekel. If it's something Dalet Kavim, anywhere on the head, it is absolutely Aser. And then certainly the Mishnah Brura says, if it is something that is pushing your tefillin, it's actually pushing on your tefillin, in which case you're not sure they're going to be in the right place, you certainly shouldn't be wearing them. You should not be wearing your tefillin while you wear that. Now all of this is with regard to the tefillin shel Rosh. In the tefillin shel Yad, the tefillin shel Yad are covered. So there the Mishnah Brura says you can carry something, but if you're carrying something that is big, four kavim, he says to be machmir even on your covered tefillin shel yad. He also says that with regard to zevel, it is not clear that it would be mutter, even though your tefillin are covered, that it would be mutter to carry fertilizer when you have your shel yad on.